And that brings us to another question, Brent, the situation of planning for these things. I mean, you know, just give us a bit of an idea how many years planning you have to go before council. There's zoning situations, there's sewer, there's water, all these different situations, because you're in an area that wasn't previously, you know, before you started building, serviced in that way. So that's a lot of planning, and you have to think about, you know, what am I going to be able to offer the market type of thing, and hopefully there's going to be demand for what I'm building.
Well, when Perth did a secondary plan for north of 7 many years ago, they really set forward what they wanted to see, and that was a real mix of multi-unit residential, townhomes, and single-family homes. So we've always had this planned. We just weren't sure how big it was going to be, and we've gone back and forth between it being a condominium building and a rental. Because of this, the move today towards a more luxury rental, the market has strengthened in that area, so that eventually became our focus. And as I say, we've changed in different sizes and that kind of thing, but we decided we may as well take advantage of the property and its location and build it as large as possible. So
slower payback when it comes to a rental as opposed to selling condos or whatever. But as we were talking, you know, the first part of the program, Pascal Lapine, their particular thought, they were kind of disappointed, actually, giving, shall we say, selling away the work that they'd done. And they've moved to an apartment rental situation as well. And that's you're looking at demographics and you're looking at people, especially in this wild real estate market, making a decision to, instead of buy, to rent these days.
Well, I mean, fortunate, not that we could have ever planned this situation by any means. I mean, when we made the decision to go last year, we were, you know, into COVID, and we recognized that there were going to be situations coming forward as far as product availability and building materials and such that would make it a challenge. However, we decided to go ahead, and of course, property values have escalated enormously, and it allows individuals to take advantage of those property values that are unforeseen or haven't been seen in this community ever, and then maybe park their money and move into a rental accommodation, and whether they're just doing it for some time until they look for something else to go into, or whether they make the decision that, you know what, this works for me now, I'll downsize, I can close the door, I can travel. Obviously, that's not the case up until now, but that in the future, that going off to Florida for the winter or for a time to during the summer or whatever, and they don't have to worry about the property. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a decision that one's making, and sometimes in an older demographic, maybe that's an easier decision to get to.
You're absolutely correct, and I know when we were selling the condominiums in Perth, we had a number of people who were interested in that quality of a building and those units, right? But just didn't want to commit to purchasing something in their later years, right? Mm-hmm. They felt that they sold the farm or they sold their home, and they kept that equity and said, you know what, I know I've got that. I know what I want to give to my kids or whatever else. And they planned the rest of their future as with rental accommodation as their choice. So
yeah, it becomes a choice that they're looking forward to, and then of course trying to find an apartment or a building that's going to fit that need. Brent, we're going to take a small break right now. We're speaking with Brent Brownlee of Brownlee Land Development, BLD Homes in Perth. And we will be back in a moment on All About the House, talking about the Meadows of Perth, this particular complex when it comes to one of the larger apartment complexes being built now in the Perth area. You're listening to All About the House on Lake 88. We'll return with more.